With Storyland, it's a little bit disaster novel and it's a little bit science fiction, isn't it, as well?
It kind of mixes historical, present day and, you know, speculative future. So it kind of moves from the past through to the future and back to the past again. It's all set on one long waterway that a lot of creeks that move into a lake, that move out to the sea and on a mountain and the land around it. And then there's these five narrators that speak across time, but they're all connected by the land. So in a way, while there's five narrators, there's another character, which is kind of the land itself, which is sitting there quietly talking through the novel.
So did you have a place in mind, actually, that inspired you to do this? Because obviously it's got to be a place that would be likely to be hit by cyclones. So is it something that, you know, you've based on past experience?
I've set it in the Illawarra and the cyclones start to come down south. So this the part that I'm reading is set in the future, slightly in the future. And so it's all set in the Illawarra region around Mount Kembla, that's called Jembla by the traditional owners, and down these creeks called Mullet Creek, which is Dabru. Mullet Creek is Yawimili and Dabru is Dapto Creek into Lake Illawarra. And so it goes from the very early beginnings. It starts at first contact with Matthew Flinders, George Bass and Will Martin, who step off on the very shores of Lake Illawarra and meet the local people. And it starts with that interaction, and then it moves through time, through all the kinds of changes that have happened to people and to the land and to the influx of waves of immigrants that have come into that area through into this imagined future where the weather's changed, the weather is changing. Even the creeks now have become rivers. There's this big cyclone event.
It's a fascinating way to look at the landscape in which you live to try and encompass all that history as well. And then, of course, the complication of climate change, which we could say that there's been areas in the past where there's been dramatic climate events, of course, but this is a way for us to imagine it, you know, how it could actually affect us more personally as well. What's going to happen to the character in the story who's actually been hypnotised and asked to recall?
She's recalling this story about, I suppose it's about the breakdown of what happens when, in a way, it's also about what happens when people are hungry. And hunger is a kind of minor theme through all the stories, what we do when we're hungry, how our personality changes, how we react under crisis. And trying to, in a way, I suppose all the novels, this novel is sometimes called a cli-fi novel, but all of those kinds of novels that are trying to think about, you know, what might happen if we don't act now? You know, what do we need to think about now that we're not thinking about? Where should we maybe put our attention that we're not putting our attention? Because, you know, wherever we give attention, that's the kind of way we create the future. So where are we not giving attention and what do we need to think about so that the future can perhaps be better than it might be if we don't give attention.